Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Saturday edition of the Fun Astrology and Merriman Market Analyst Financial Podcast. I'm Thomas Miller. Thank you so much for joining us. We're recording this here on April 13th for the week of April 15th. And of course, reading the free weekly newsletter published on MMACycles.com by Ray Merriman, financial astrologer and market analyst who has been doing this since the early 1970s. Has seen a thing or two, and we need that wisdom right now. Let's dive into this week's newsletter. First of all, a couple of news articles to get us going from this week past. The first is from the UBS Morning Comment on April 12th, Friday, and from Dr. Paul Donovan. He says, rate cuts are coming. Economically, the dissenters on the European Central Bank Governing Council are probably correct, and rate cuts would be better now. But precise timing on monetary policy is less important when the objective is cyclical, i.e., precision matters when the aim is liquidity or managing disorderly markets, Dr. Donovan said. Here's another from Friday, April 12th, from FoxBusiness.com. U.S. consumer sentiment and Americans' view on the economy both fell more than expected in April as inflation expectations rose. American households are turning more pessimistic as higher prices for everyday items take their toll. The latest University of Michigan read on consumer sentiment for April fell to 79.3 after coming in at 82.5 last month. Economists only expected that index to fall to 82.2. End quote. Now, Ray's commentary, he starts off with wow. Now, that was a week to remember. Whether you're a trader, investor, cycles analyst, or astrologer, the geocosmic climate didn't get much hotter than a solar eclipse conjunct Chiron in Aries on April 8th, followed by a Mars-Saturn conjunction 2 days later. For traders and investors, it was an anti-gravity week in gold, until it wasn't. The yellow metal soared to an all-time high of 2448.80 in the June contract midday on Friday, but by 4 p.m., it was nearly $100 lower. Silver was equally volatile, exploding to nearly $30 an ounce just before noon on Friday, its highest level since February 2021 at $30.35, which was then its highest level since early 2013. But it fell back to under $28 by the close. For several months, our bias has been that we would see $30 silver again by the end of 2024, with the moon's north node still in Aries. Those are huge moves in precious metals and suggests that something is not right in the world today. No surprise there, as on Friday, the U.S., quote, rushed warships into position to protect Israel and American forces in the region, hoping to head off a direct attack from Iran on Israel that could come as soon as Friday or Saturday. That from the Wall Street Journal online edition on Friday. This is no surprise to mundane and financial astrologers, for Aries and its ruler Mars are associated with war threats and aggressions, and Chiron, known as the wounded healer. You have to be hurt or wounded first before you can have a healing. Having the solar eclipse in Aries followed by Mars conjunct Saturn just accelerates the friction. The afternoon plunge was not limited to gold and silver. Bitcoin was trading around 71,000 midday, but a few hours later it was testing 65,000. Stocks also plummeted and never really got off the ground last week. For the week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 920 points, falling as low as 37,877 on Friday, its lowest mark since January 25th. And right in line for a developing primary cycle trough whose time is due. We can't rule out lower prices yet as we are still heading into the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction of next weekend, April 20th and 21st. But given that the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, this April 1st through 25th, is this weekend, so we can't rule out that it is happening now either. For traders looking for some hope in the financial markets, you might want to check out the last 2 days of trading activity in T-notes and soybeans. Crude oil is another intriguing market with further upside breakout possibilities. However, it is hard to get too excited about a market that rallies because innocent human lives are in danger from warmongers pretending to be warriors. And now the short-term geocosmics. Mercury retrograde, affectionately known as the trickster, continues to correlate with chaos, volatility, and uncertainty in financial markets. It's also associated with decision-making and policies that are not well thought out, with an absence of awareness of consequences for those decisions and policy changes. Take the sudden reversal on the narrative of 3 rate cuts this year by the Federal Reserve Bank, which was the dominant driver of financial markets before the trickster came into the ring. Suddenly, the data shows inflation in the U.S. is rising, not falling, as expected. It is falling in Europe and the U.K. But now, Fed watchers are pre-citing anywhere from none to at most 2 rate cuts. The idea of fewer rate cuts, even rate hikes, was front and center this week as the transiting Mars-Saturn conjunction formed a T-square to the Fed's natal Mercury-Saturn opposition. When Saturn is highlighted, easing is no longer popular. In fact, tightening narratives take over. But that aspect is leaving now, and Mercury will soon turn direct on April 25th. And by May 13th, Mercury will leave its retrograde shadow zone. So there's reason to think the narrative will shift again to lowering rates. There's more. If Saturn represents tightening, then Jupiter portends easing. Jupiter will trine the Fed's natal Jupiter as Mercury turns direct in late April, which bodes well for a possible renewed easing narrative. Furthermore, transiting Uranus will trine the Fed's natal Jupiter in May and June. In December through March, Uranus will turn stationary direct in trine to the Fed's Jupiter. Uranus suggests a sudden turn again and another unexpected policy change, and once again, the aspects suggest easing. The question we have to ask is, why would the Fed be lowering interest rates then? Isn't the economy strong? Maybe it has to do with the conjunction of the moon's north node with Chiron, a combination that has a rather high correlation to recessions, more than 50% correlation, in the United States within 9 months. Maybe it has to do with the 4-year cycle trough in U.S. stocks that is also due this year. Or maybe it has to do with reaction to the U.S. presidential election. It may have to do with a powerful cocktail of all of these ingredients mixed together. There is an abundance of activity happening in the cosmos all at once this month, and even through the end of this year. Maybe we need AI to sort all this out. And that's not in the too-distant future either, as Uranus, technology, will enter Gemini, the intellect, next year, and will begin a favorable trine aspect to Pluto, transformative, in Aquarius, technology also, through 2027. The hope for humanity lies in the symbology of this very rare celestial combination. It depends greatly on the successful launch and sane application of the technological renaissance that is now underway. And that's the very sane commentary from Ray Merriman, getting us through the rest of this little period here before we enter the summertime doldrums, before we enter the fall fireworks. It's about the way the rest of the year looks. All of this is in the Forecast 2024 book and audio book. If you'd like to catch that, there is a sale on the paperback on the MMACycles.com website. And, of course, the audio book is available there and or HighTimelineBooks.com will get you back to the same place. All right. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. We'll see you for Level Up on the Fun Astrology side tomorrow and back for full week podcast next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.